Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was,
what?
He was,
what?
Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I tried. When he started sweet talking to me, coming to me everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was. Was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time, telling me he's all mine, but learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown. And the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this show is called Queer Music Heritage. This month's show is, in a way, a continuation of my June show. It's another Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. And on shows like that, well, you're likely to hear about any type of music from any decade. But every song will be very queer and, I hope, entertaining. We started off with Jeff Krasner's version of the Dusty Springfield song, Son of a Preacher Man. That's from his wonderful album from 1995 called Strong for You. And here's a couple more songs with a Dusty Springfield connection. For those of you who followed the charts in 1966, you couldn't have missed this next song.
I'm walking all around the town, singing all the people down, talking around, talking around.
Oh,
That was Norma Tanega and her song Walking My Cat Named Dog. The song reached number 22 on the Billboard charts here, but was a much bigger hit in England, so she moved there for several years, and during that time had a relationship with Dusty Springfield, and wrote music with Dusty and Dusty's brother, Tom Springfield. And it's Tom Springfield who sings the next song. Now, I have no reason to believe Tom Springfield is gay, but I found this song by him that could be read that way. It's called Charlie, which I suppose could be either a male or female name. I'll let you decide.
Charlie, falling in love with you is easy. Sunrise, I see reflected in your smile. Charlie, you make my world so warm and pleasing. Everything is love when you are here with me. Charlie, I sit in joyful meditation, watching the moonbeams dancing in your hair, lost in your soft and gentle fascination. Everything is love when you are here. Charlie, until you came, I just pretended my life was such a cold and empty time. Each day began alone the way it ended. Quietly you came to me as in a dream. Charlie, if I should ever leave you crying, my heart would never laugh again, I know. Living without your touch would be like dying. There will never be other arms for me. Charlie, stay with me. I need you.
Now for some queer R&B. You wouldn't expect the Miracles to record a song about homosexuality. Well, they did in 1975 on their album City of Angels. That was 3 years after Smokey Robinson left the group. The song was called Ain't Nobody Straight in L.A.
Sexuality. other night.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait a minute, man. That's a gay bar.
Hey, man. Ain't nothing but gay bars in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Bill, that might be true, though, but, you know, some of the finest women are in the gay bar.
Hey, but dig, Bob, how you know they women?
Well,
Hey, man, look, well, look, gay people are nice people, too, man.
I remember exactly where I was when I first heard this next song. I was with my partner Jeff in a gay bar in San Antonio called El Jardin, at the time the oldest gay bar in that city. This was around 1998, and I was looking at their jukebox and saw a title I had not heard of that looked very queer, so I played it. It was called Bruiser LaRue, and was by comedy duo Hudson and Landry, and I found out later was from their 1971 album Losing Their Heads. And very queer it was. Meet Bruiser LaRue.
Hi, sports fans. Welcome to Ace Grobney Talks with the Superstars. Tonight's guest, the incredible fullback of the Steubenville Studs, Bruiser LaRue.
Hi, Ace. Oh, I love your cufflinks.
Bruiser, you were sensational last night.
Oh, Ace, that's so sweet of you to say that.
You rushed 253 yards, caught 4 touchdown passes, and picked up 3 fumbles.
And a sailor.
A sailor?
A mini. A seaman. Yo ho, blow the man down.
Bruiser, what do you enjoy most about football?
Piling on, Ace. Oh, I love it. Bodies here, bodies there, bodies everywhere.
Oh. Bruiser, football's dangerous. Can you think of one game that was actually fun?
Oh, I'll never forget it. We were playing an exhibition game in Argentina. It was against the gay Caballeros.
The gay Caballeros?
That's right.
Did you score?
Oh, well, great big silly you. Did I score? I ran myself ragged. Ole.
Bruiser, how about running down your career for us? How did it all begin?
Well, Ace, I started out playing kick the can in my mother's high heels.
Yes.
And then, of course, we went into grade school football, which was touch football.
Touch.
Which I dearly love. Oh, if I knew then what I knew now.
Yes, yes.
And then we moved on to junior high. We used to call it junior varsity, which was really a blast because we had all the cheers and everything.
Ah, yes, the cheers. Can you remember some of those old high school cheers, Bruiser?
Oh, you bet. Ace, I'd be happy to do a couple for you. California oranges, Texas cactus. We play East High just for practice. And remember this one? Re, hit him on the knee. Ras. Hit him on the other knee.
Yeah. You've got to be a football hero to get along with the beautiful girls.
Well, different strokes for different folks.
Well, out of all the games you've played, Bruiser... out of all the games you've played, Bruiser, can you come up with what you consider your greatest play?
Oh, I certainly can. You know, all of us are prima donnas, Ace. And I remember my one play that I think was just fantastic. Where I will never forget, we're playing against the Bradford Beavers.
The Bradford Beavers.
Right. And I took a handoff from my quarterback, Sid Talmadge.
Yes.
And I went racing around left end, and all at once, this huge beaver was staring me right in the face.
A Bradford Beaver.
Yes, ugly. Oh. And I stopped and I said, hi. Excuse me, are you a Libra? Big silly dummy was trying to think it over, and I just scooted around him and tippy-toed in for a touchdown.
Another great moment in sports.
During the 70s, Hudson and Landry released several more comedy albums and visited Bruiser a couple more times with titles like Bruiser LaRue Meets Count Dracula, but I'll spare you that one. This next selection is gay-related comedy, and it's from 1972. I don't know if the artist, Sandy Baron, was gay, but his album from that year got lots of attention in the gay press. And that's not surprising. It was called God Save the Queens. It was mostly good-natured comedy, and my favorite track was called Do You Take This Man?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Peter Sanford and Barry Johnson in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted of God.
Doesn't Peter look simply stunning?
You know what they say about brides.
You know, of course, Peter made that gown himself.
Oh, I know. He is also an unbelievable cook. Barry's a lucky man.
He certainly is. Is Peter going to continue working at the magazine?
Oh, of course. He's made that quite clear. He's not cut out just to be a homemaker. His job's very important to him. Barry understands that. That's what went wrong with Peter's first marriage.
Oh, I know. Harold just wouldn't allow him to be her.
Mm-hmm. They decided to get married so quickly.
They had to.
Oh, stop.
If any man can show just cause why Peter and Barry may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
Reverend Perry, I have a reason.
Oh, Martin,
no,
don't.
Not here.
Let me handle this, Mother. Now, look, I'm the father of the bride. I mean, Peter's father. I hate to have to do this, but I tried to reason with Peter before it got to this point. Now, I'm no dummy, and I'm not a stick in the mud. I read the articles about this kind of marriage. I know the percentages and the statistics.
Father, please, I love Barry.
I'm sure you do, Peter. I'm sure he's a nice enough guy, and I've got nothing against him personally. But darn it, Peter, these black-white marriages just don't work.
I'd like to have the legal right to marry a man.
And the old despair that was often there suddenly ceases to be. For you wake one day, look around and say, my lovely boyfriend, or if I were a lesbian, my not so my boyfriend married me.
Thank you very much.
Following Sandy Baron was Alan Cummings and the song Married. That was from a concert CD called Wed Rock, which was a benefit for the organization Freedom to Marry. Cummings, of course, is the Tony-winning star of the Broadway revival of Cabaret. And this CD also included Sandra Bernhardt, Margaret Cho, Lady Bunny, Lou Reed, Sleater-Kinney, La Tigre, and others. Up next is an artist from Atlanta who I discovered on the site myspace.com. which I've found to be a wonderful resource to discover new artists. His name is Barry Brandon, and this month he's releasing his debut CD called The Musical Theater Album. From it, I found this song by him quite appealing. Here's Barry Brandon and Taylor the Latte Boy.
There's a boy who works at Starbucks who is very inspirational. He is very inspirational because of many things. I come in at 8:11 and he smiles and says, "How are you?" When he smiles and says, "How are you?" I swear my heart grows wings. So today at 8:11, I decided I should meet him. I decided I should meet him in a proper, formal way. So today at 8:11, when he smiles and says, "How are you?" I said, "Fine, and my name's Barry." And he softly answered, "Hey." And I said, "My name is Barry, and thank you for the extra foam." And he said his name was Taylor, which provides the inspiration for this poem. Taylor Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor the Latte Boy. I love him, I love him, I love him. So I'd like to get my nerve up to recite my poem musical. He will like the fact it's musical because he plays guitar. And today at 8:11, Taylor told me he was playing with a band down in the village, in the basement of a bar. And he smoothly flipped the lever to prepare my double latte. But for me, he made it triple, and he didn't think I knew. But I saw him flip the lever, and for me, he made it triple. And I knew that triple latte meant that Taylor loved me too. I said, "Oh, what time are you playing? And thank you for the extra skim." And he said, "Keep the 355, because this triple latte was on him." Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor the Latte Boy. I love him, I love him, I love him. I used to be the kind of boy who'd run when a lover rushed toward him. But suddenly a voice whispered, "Love can be yours if you step up to the counter and order." Taylor the Latte Boy, bring me Java, bring me joy. Oh, Taylor the Latte Boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. So many years my heart has waited. Thought that love could be so caffeinated. Taylor the Latte Boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him.
This next set of songs is very political, and I'm starting off with a track from a landmark album from Olivia Records. In 1977, that label released a various artist compilation of lesbian music, the first of that nature. It was called Lesbian Concentrate, and included works by Mae Christian, Teresa Trall, Linda Tillery, Sue Fink, and others, including a poet, Pat Parker. Her stirring reading was called For Straight Folks, and you'll hear her at the beginning sarcastically dedicated to Anita Bryant. And it'll be followed by a very new artist making her own political statement. But first, Pat Parker.
This last poem I will dedicate to our good sister Anita. It's called For the Straight Folks Who Don't Mind Gays But Wish They Weren't So Blatant. " You know, some people got a lot of nerve. Sometimes I don't believe the things I see and hear. Have you met the woman who's shocked by two women kissing and in the same breath tells you that she's pregnant? But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or this straight couple sits next to you in a movie and you can't hear the dialogue because of the sound effects. But gays shouldn't be blatant. And the woman in your office spends your whole lunch hour talking about her new bikini drawers and how much her husband likes them. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or the hip chick in your class rattling a mile a minute while you're trying to get stoned in a john about the camping trip she took with her musician boyfriend. But gays shouldn't be blatant. You go in a public bathroom, and all over the walls, there's John loves Mary, Janice digs Richard, Pepe loves Dolores, etc. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Or you go to an amusement park, and there's a tunnel of love, and pictures of straights painted on the front, and grinning couples coming in and out. But gays shouldn't be blatant. Fact is, blatant heterosexuals are all over the place. Supermarkets, movies, at work, in church, in books, on television, every day and night, every place, even in gay bars. And they want gay men and women to go hide in the closets. So to you straight folks, I say, sure, I'll go, if you go too, but I'm polite, so after you. Thank you.
I want a one-breasted president. Someone who lives in a high-risk category with nothing to lose. Someone not tied to a political party, a union, a corporation. A one-breasted president. Someone not tied to American corporate faith-based charities, American corporate money. I want a one-breasted warrior. I want her to tell us what to do with our oceans, our forests, our bodies. I'd like to hear her definition of mass destruction. A one-breasted warrior who would build a house that's not so white. A house built on bedrock. Not the cigarette butts and shotgun shells of the NRA, the FDA. I want her to stand up and say, Mr. Speaker, I will not be another statistic. I will not be put into a box marked some parts not included. Assembly is required. I want a menopausal pope. Someone who has bled and created life. I'd like to hear her thoughts on contraception, masturbation, Americanization, globalization, populations dying while we eat genetically engineered food, drink chemically treated water, and buy enough insurance to cover the medical bills. I want... Do you know what I had? I had a one-breasted mother. One breast, no uterus, and a yellow bloated liver. She was the incredible shrinking woman. Shrinking under her Bible, her husband, her mother. I needed her to wear her scars and go bald in public, not tied to a Bible, a husband, a mother who all silently agreed not to talk about it. He voted for Reagan while she baked cookies. You know, she never talked about it. She never talked about being sick. I wonder if she talked to God. She talked about God. She prayed. She prayed for people, over people. She went to prayer groups. But I wonder if she talked to her God, because she sure didn't talk to me. Now, it's 20 years later, and I'm living in a high-risk category with a president who lost, in a nation shrinking under its Bible, its media, its money, its emissions, its omissions, its admissions, its backrooms, its boardrooms, its payoffs, its police stations, its courtrooms, its blow it up, throw it away, suck it, dry politics. And what if one day, God, it could be right now. One tiny cell somewhere around my Texas, my Missouri or Illinois, yes, to the south or the west, decides to turn against me. And that little bastard cell starts dividing and multiplying, multiplying and dividing, growing and growing until they wheel me down that long hall, carve out my mountains, strip mine my fertile valleys, pump my streams full of toxic chemicals until my hair falls out and my skin turns yellow, until I don't want to live in this country. Inhabit this planet, this body, anymore, and I wonder, will I stand up? Open my mouth? Or shrink under my fear?
Following Pat Parker was a spoken word performance artist who goes by the name Jen Ed, and the track One-Breasted President was from her 2005 album Exposed. I got to see her perform in New York City in June, and she was riveting. Remember on the old TV show, I Love Lucy, where Lucy always wanted to be on Ricky's show? Well, here's a guest announcer, my partner Jeff.
And this is a good time to remind you to visit JD's website. If you do so while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. He's always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more Very Queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning, from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
This is really more difficult than I ever dreamed.
Thanks, Jeff. A star is born.
At the bar, there's a girl in the shadow, sitting still like a nun unknown. Though an attic full of strangers may hold many hidden dangers, there's a quality I like. She's alone. So I pause and I wink and I shudder, just to bring her attention in line. While her pastures may be greener, I can tell by her demeanor she's mine. That's fine. I need a good-natured, old-fashioned lesbian love story, the kind of tale my mama used to tell, where the girls were so sweet and the music would swell, and in the end the queen would send the man off to hell. Where is that mild-mannered, old-fashioned lesbian love story where people knew exactly who they were? That girl on the bed, how she wants me. She's a bee I could free from the hive. I would never dare deceive her. She's a very clever beaver with a quality I like. She's alive. So I pause and I twitch in the silence while I pray that she'll play out this hand. But I feel my intuition sing. Notice her position. Start the band. She's clearly mad. I planned a well-rendered, one-gendered lesbian love story with good old-fashioned sex in every line, where girls with tattoos would whimper and whine. While on all fours you show me yours and I'll show you mine. I miss that soft-hearted, old-fashioned lesbian love story where women wrestle bears and passers-by. The kind of story so good that they won't tell in my hood to an old-fashioned dyke like. I'm gorgeous, I'm single, I'm busted with laughs, so why can't I be just in two short paragraphs of a you betcha damn funny lesbian love story, the kind of yarn that turns a girl to mush. Choose from hundreds of blondes, but when shove comes to push, I understand the burden hands were two in the bush. Sweet Jesus! Let's hear that old-fashioned lesbian love story where girls and girls and boys stay out to sea. I'll write a new one and then I'll make them tell it again to an old-fashioned dyke.
York City cabaret artist Alex Corey. I don't think she's lesbian, but the song certainly was. It came from the off-Broadway show The Wild Party from 2000. It was called Old Fashioned Love Story. And here's a singer from the UK named David McAlmont. He's attracted attention there both as a solo artist and as a duo with Bernard Butler. And he got a lot of press in 1997 when he performed on television his cover version of the song Diamonds Are Forever, dressed like Shirley Bassey. His latest album from last year is called You Go to My Head, and I can't resist playing his rendition of Whitney Houston's song Saving All My Love for You.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love. It's not very easy living alone. My friends always tell me find a man of my own. Oh, but each time I try, I just break down and cry. 'Cause I'd rather be home. So I'm saving all my love for you. You used to tell me we'd run away together. Love gives you the right to be free. You said be patient. Just wait a little longer. But that's just an old fantasy. Oh. I've got to get ready. Just a few minutes more. Gonna get that old feeling when you walk through that door. Tonight is the night that I'm feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. So I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love.
Was just a little of one of the mega hits by the boy band NSYNC. That one was from 2000 and was called Bye Bye Bye. Of course you've heard by now that one of its members, Lance Bass, has come way out of the closet on the cover of People magazine. This next group is from Australia and is called The Mavises. From their 1996 album, Venus Returning, is the very catchy song, Do You Have a Brother?
You're
beloved brother.
One of Australia's treasures is queer playwright, songwriter, and performer Alex Harding, who for over 25 years has been contributing his own brand of gay musicals to the culture. A compilation CD called Just One More and Then I'll Go was released in 1996, covering his career, and from it I've chosen two tracks, the wistful Perfect Stranger from his 1991 show Beauty and the Beat, and from 1978 from a show called Double Exposure is the bittersweet song There's Nothing Like a Fairy to Make Sure the Party's Gay.
I'd like a tall man or a short man, a soft man or a taut man. I'd like him black as night or maybe fair. He's got to feel, he's got to care. I'd like to touch you in the darkness, perfect stranger. Feel my heart cry tenderly that I love you, perfect stranger. That I love you touching me. I'd like a young man or an old man, a shy man or a bold man. I'd like him innocent or very wise, with lots of laughter in his eyes. I'd like to touch you in the darkness, perfect stranger. Feel my heart cry tenderly that I love you, perfect stranger. That I love you touching me. I'd like a gentleman or a rough man, an elegant or a tough man. He is mad about the way I smell. Completely safe and hot as hell. I'd like to touch you in the morning, perfect stranger. And you'll say, right on cue, that I'm your perfect, perfect stranger. And that you love me touching you. That I'm your perfect, perfect stranger. And that you love me touching you. Think of my anticipation when I got the invitation, asking me to dine with Bob and Sue. Even though they're straight and narrow, even though they live in Harrow, I feel very flattered, it is true. Why should I feel so excited? I know why I was invited. We are having a party, and you'll come, we hope. We are baking a batch of vol-au-vents stuffed with dope. Best of all, we're also having Alex Harding. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay. He'll do his impersonations of old movie stars. He'll tell his sordid stories of the bars and bars. It's just as if you're listening to a man from Mars. There's nothing like a fairy to provide the cabaret. He's such a pepper-upper, but so alone, poor thing. And if he wants his supper, then he's gonna have to sing. So, RSVP by giving one of us a buzz. For now, though, I tell you, there's one hitch because poor Alex won't be coming if my mother does. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay. See you at 7:30 when you get here, knock. If someone strange is at the door, don't get a shock. It's probably Alex camping in the au pair's frock. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's merry. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay. If you were to ask him, he might imitate Mae West, his Katharine Hepburn's killing. But the one that's best is his impersonation of the perfect guest. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay. Forget gay liberation. He thinks the subject's grim. He keeps his concentration on things that count to him. Whenever he comes, I serve baked beans and save the steak. He watches his weight, so there's no need to bake a cake. Whatever you can dish out, he'll be glad to take. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's merry. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay. There's nothing like a fairy to make the party merry. There's nothing like a fairy to make sure the party's gay.
Again, that was Alex Harding. Okay, here's one more comedy song by Lisa Koch and Peggy Platt, going by the name Dos Falopia. In 1992, they recorded a very funny album called My Breasts Are Out of Control. And from it, here is one called A Camp Song.
We hope this next song will make you feel all warm and nostalgic. It's a camp song. Well, it used to be a camp song, but Lisa's totally rewritten it, so now it's a camp song. Get it? Camp. Okay, I'll just stop. We wear Birkenstocks, lesbian. We drive pickup trucks, lesbian. We've all got an aunt who's a lesbian. Oh yes, lesbian. Brings back a flood of memories, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
We don't eat red meat except some of the time. Lesbian. We like pocket knives.
Lesbian.
We don't tip real well. Ooh.
Lesbian. Oh, yes. Lesbian.
Okay, now here's a special verse for all the non-lesbians out there.
That's me.
That's right, even you men. Here we go. We wish we could be lesbians.
We wish we could be lesbians.
We'd join a softball team.
We'd join a softball team. Lesbians.
But we're not tough enough.
But we're not tough enough to be lesbians.
Bench warmer.
Bench warmer. Lesbian.
That's right, let's modulate. We throw solstice parties, everybody.
We throw solstice parties. Lesbian.
We use power tools.
We use power tools. Lesbian.
We own dogs that are part wolf.
We own dogs that are part wolf. Lesbian. Oh yes. Lesbian.
I'm down to the last song, but before I get to it, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. I always enjoy doing one of these shows, as I get to share so many songs I've been meaning to play. And my internet listeners get to hear a much expanded version, this time almost 3 hours, which includes many more songs, including some that, due to lyrical content, are just not ready for regular radio. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of the artists and recordings I've played tonight. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. I'm closing the show with the same artist who opened it, Jeff Krasner. Again, from his 1995 album, Strong for You, here's one that will grab you. It's called The Powers That Be.
Fair, but I'll make it up, I swear. I'm